Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevomis Daf Chav Zayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Revi in the middle of Aloch Yud Aleph, starting in Yud Aleph a few lines down in the two dots. Zok to Gemara Choletzes Moino Mishas Miso. We learned that you have to have a three month break between one marriage and another. The one who does Chalitza, she doesn't count to the time of the Chalitza. She counts to the time that her husband died. Because between the death and the chalitza, she wasn't with any husband. So that's what she counted as miso. Hayoitzo beget, someone who's divorced, moino mishas nesinas aget. Mishas nesinas gito. Once she gets a get, that's when she starts counting the 3 months. That's what chalino oma mishas nesinas gito. And yuchino oma mishas ksivo. Yuchino argues. He says, not the time she gets a get, but the time that the get is written. Says the more Rav is Shmuel also. Rav ki Rav Chanina mishas nesinas again when the get is given. Shmuel omar ki Rav Yochanan mishas ksivas again. Says the more Meisi Shmuel Rav al daitcho dat omar mishas nesino. According to you, that you say only when he gives the get. Mishuma atcho yishish. Why are you staying for the time of giving and not for the time of writing? Mishu shenisachto ben a time? Maybe you choishish because maybe between the time the get was written and the time the get was given, maybe they were together, the husband and wife. So if so, it's a get yoshon. The deal of get yoshon is what's called a get that a husband was with his wife after the get was written. Because if she gets pregnant, it doesn't look good. So that's why it's a get. It's a puzzle anyway. So once the get was written, they can't be together anyway. According to you, this says the time written the get. If there's two different getting given to two different women. One was written today, one was written later. But they're both given the same day. So it's going to come at something which if you go based on ksivo, so it's going to be ridiculous. Two different women will get the same get, again the same day, and each one will have a different time to be able to get married. The question the Rav asked Shmuel, also ACF Chanin La Bechana. It's because Rabbi Yochanan and Chanina argue the same achloikis. Mandava Rabbi Yochanan, Moisav Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan answer Rabbi Chanina, Heisi Shmuel Rav. In other words, the questions, the same questions they ask each other. V'alocho, what's alocho? Moinen leget mishas ksivo, im lo nisach adimo. You go with them a ksivo if there was no yichud. Continues the Gemara, it says, Chutz min almano, yipnei ha'ibul, so we learned in the Mishnah, that almano cannot get married, she can't get married right away, because of Avelus, because of she has to mourn her husband. Says the Gemara, V'kamuwa, how long is that? Shloshi yom. Even if you're old, you don't have to wait at all, but almana, a widow, has to wait 30 days. Hodetirim benoshim. That's only for the woman, she has to wait 30 days. Avabah noshim, shloshi regolim. A man who is more reliant on his wife, so he has to wait 3 regolim. Until you pass the time of 3 regolim, it's basically, it's a cycle of a year of 3 regolim. In order to be able to marry another wife. So, well, that's only b'sheish lebonim, he really is mekayim the mitzvah priya v'rivyo. Aval, imein lebonim, miyat. If he doesn't have children, immediately, right away, he can marry. B'sheish le mishyesh avshen. Only if he has someone to serve him. So he's being serviced. Aval, imein lemishyesh avshen. Nobody's taking care of him, miyat. He also can marry right away. B'sheish lebonim k'tanim. Davki doesn't have young children. Aval, imein lebonim k'tanim, miyat, because they need a mother to take care of them. Like the story that was, Rav Typhon, his wife died, when he's still in the Biskvaros, Omar La Choyse told the sister, he conceived godly as Bnei Choyse. Come in, I'll marry you, and you will raise your nephews. Even though he married her, he wasn't with her. There was no Be'ilah for 30 days. So here, Rav Chaim puts out, if you're marrying her just to take care of the young kids, for 30 days, he still has to have a velus. If you're marrying her because he didn't do peri v'rivya, then he can be with her right away. Halach Yudbeis, Dr. Mishnah, Arbo Ochim, Nesuim, Larbo Noshim, V'mesu. You have four brothers, married to four women, and they all died. Im Yotza, Godl, Shebeoyim, Miyavim, Eskulom, Harushus, Biyotoy. If one wants to do Yivum for all four, he can do it. Even though it's four different brothers, he could do Yivum for all four. Mishnah, Nosu, Lishtei, Noshim. Some married two wives, V'mes. Biyoso, and he died, the husband died. Biyoso, chalitza, so shalachas mehem, poter tzoros. You do biyo, or chalitza for one of the women, the other woman is potter. You don't have to do for both. Hoyso, achal ksheir, v'achal psulo. If one of them is kosher lekuna, and one of them is pasul lekuna, if I have choylet tzvidas chalitza, choylet tzapsula, do chalitza tzapsula, because why ruin it for the ones who's kosher? She's kosher lekuna. You're going to make chalitza, she won't be kosher lekuna. If I have miyavim, miyavim lekshera, but even you should do it to the kshera. And really, the hikar chiddush is that try to do chalitza to the psula, not to the kshera. Why? Because there's an expression brought down the Bavli, prisoner should not spill the water of his pit if other people can use it. Don't ruin it for the Kohanim for no reason. So look at the Gemara, Bo Me'achim Chuli. Dalmo. Dalmo is always in the Mishalim, it says Dalmo means a story. Story. What's the story? Tlat Asar Achin Avion. There are 13 brothers. Umeitin Train Asar Deloy Bonim. 12 of them died without children. 12 brothers died without children. Asun Bayon Misiamo Kamei Rebbe. They all came to Rebbe. Said, want to do Yibum with the 13th brother? Omele Rebbe. So Rebbe said, go do Yibum. I don't have enough money. I can't support 12 women. So each woman says, I will support the one month. 1 month, I'll take care of you and all the other wives. Whoa. Sometimes there's an Ibur year. There's a leap year. A 13th month. Who's gonna support me and then? On my Rebbe, Anna Zaynani Yachadibur. Says Rebbe, I'll take care of that month. Fitzali Alein Vozlon. He davened for them, and they left. Continues the one of Chozayim Ubeis. Boso Sholoshonim, 3 years later. Also on Teinin Tlosi Mishisho Miyankun. They had 36 children. 36 babies. Why? Because you have 12 wives. Each one had a baby every year. So you have 12 times 3 is 36. From this Yibum, you have 36 children. Also, Kamalan Kamei died to the Rebbe. They came in front of the Chatzar of Rebbe. So, conveniently, the people came up, told him, Lera, downstairs, Karya Demenukin. There's a city of babies, a lot of babies. Paul Mishal Mishavach, they want to speak, they want to say hello to you. Oidik Rebbe Mekavoso, he looks from the window, Rebbe, the Chamasar, he sees them. Oh my Lord, my Iskichon, what's going on? Amulei Anon Bayin Tesi Lona Hu Yachodi Buro. He says, remember, you have to give us the Ibuyar. Ibuyar is usually every 3 years. This is the third year. We need you to support us for that month. And that's what he did, to support the 12 wives and the 36 children. Now we mentioned here all these kids that were born, so they weren't now Darsh the Pasuk. Ksiva Yeshiv Orwin Hashem Beis Oivet Edom Agiti, Shloisha Chadoshim, Vivorach Hashem. The Pasuk says he gave him a special bracha. So the Orwin Hashem, Orin HaKodesh was in the house of Oyev Edom Agiti, and he got a special bracha. What was the bracha? Pemei Berichor Bebonim. He got many children during the time that the Orin was in his house. Hado Dechtiv Kol Eilim Bnei Oyev De Adoyim, Heimo Bneim Vachiem, Ishchayel Bekoyach LaVoido. They're all, you know, the whole brother, the entire family, that they have power. Shishi Vishtayim, there's 62 children. How's that? So they wanted to have this, because how long was the Orin there? For 3 months. So how does it work? Have a call. The Havas called Chadim Inai Yaldo Trei Bikol Yachod. Every month that the Aron was there, they gave birth twice in that month. It was an ace. He will get twice that month. Hakeitz, how did that work? Tmei Yeshiva, 7 days there were Tom and Nido. Vetaro Shiva, then she had Tara for 7 days. Fear led this. So after 2 weeks, birth number one. Teo Shiva, she has too much Shiva because of Leido. Vetaro Shiva, they have a Tara for 7 days. Fear led this. They have another birth. So every month there's two births. So now you have, he had 8 wives. Each one had 2 children a month. So how many children is that with 1 month? 16. 2 times 8 is 16. How much is for 3 months? 60 times 3 is 48. And what about his 6? Because he also had 6 children then. Meaning you had now the ones that he had, his original kids. That's to get to 62. Going back to the Mishnah that says, you have 2 wives, you do chalitza only to one, not to the other. How do we know that? Because it says, base chalitza, lushan house. One chalitza for the entire house. Afibia can be as the same. How do we know? Chalitza poiter or bia poiter. Chalitza and bia, they both let the woman go out. Kamoida atom bechalitza kain. Bechalitza kain atom bebia. So chalitza is one per house. Bia is also one per house. Umau lahari, meaning can you do a haromo to go and marry them only for the purpose he's going to divorce them? Just to do the mitzvah of yibum. But not really to marry them. says more of Ravtavon Avim Shkol Yisrael Loyer Hirim. Ravtavon did that. Kiddush Shalosh Moiz Noshim Mei Rovon. He went. They did kiddush to 300 women. Al Menas Lachilam a Truma. In order for them to eat Truma, they wanted to eat Truma, and only a wife of a Kohen can eat Truma. So what did he do? He married 300 women. He had no intention to be his wives, but he wanted to give them to eat. So it was Harama. It was like a trick. See what Talmud in Kolachas Achas Roya Lochel B'Truma. There's no mitzvah to eat Truma, so the trick worked. Here there's a mitzvah to do yibum. If you go and miyabim everybody, so it's and you're doing just a divorcer, you're mivatel the mitzvah. Maybe not. He did that. He did yibum to do the mitzvah, and then he divorced the wife. Halach Yud Gimel Zokta Mishnah. Hamachzir es kushos. Someone who divorces his wife, she goes and marries somebody else, and he wants to remarry her. What happens? You're not allowed to remarry a wife once you got remarried. So it's a issur. Once a one did chalitza, he cannot marry the wife. It's a iser. Someone who marries the relative of the chalitza, also a iser. He has to divorce her, and the child is a mamza, even though it's only a lav. Rabbi Akiva holds that yesh mamza mechai v'lavim. Also from a lav, there's a mamza. There's no mamza from a lav. If he marries the relative of his grusha, then it's a mamzer, because that's not different than chalutza. It's not only a lav. If you to marry a relative of the grusha, she's considered to be as if she's still his wife, and it's a full arayis. So zok gemara magzir is grushosoy. Rabbi Chiya b'shabi yechona magzir grushosoy mishini says pasul min akuno. If he remarries his grusha after she got married, so she's pasul to kuna. So, what do you mean she's divorced? Once you divorce a woman, she's the pasul to kuna. Meaning, even though she's divorced, if she doesn't, she can go back to her father's house and eat truma if her father is a kohen. But if he married her and he did a psul, then he married her after she got married to somebody else, she can't go back to eat truma. Says the daughter is kosher lekuna, meaning even though she's pasul, the daughter not only is not a mamzer, but she can marry kuna. My time, how do we know that what's a pasuk? Kisoevo yi, hi toevo, vein avla toevo. Usually when the woman does a isulakuna, the children become a isulakuna as well. But here it's different. Marzagusha, so it says hi toevo, only she and not the child. With this we conclude, Yushami Yavamos, Davchov Zain.